Greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior and Lord. And now we have been noticing the ABC of the Word of God, and we shall presently notice the ABC of the Gospel. We pointed out to you already man's fourfold state as brought before us in the Holy Scriptures, beginning, of course, with Adam and Eve placed in the Garden of Eden in what is called a state of innocency. And then we have something to say about man in a state of nature, or man in a fallen state, and then the man in a state of grace, those who are reached and saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus. And then we also pointed out in the last book of the Bible, Revelation 20 and 21, especially into the end of that book, man's eternal state, the eternal state of the redeemed of the Lord, those who share the glories and triumphs of His work forever and ever. And then again on the other hand, those who die in unbelief, die without Christ, who will be shut out of His presence and be eternally lost. However, today we're going to say a little about man in his fallen state. Now, if you were to turn to the prophecy of Isaiah and read there at about in the 64th chapter and verse 6, we read, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." Now, if you want to think of that first statement, which says, "But we are all as an unclean thing," in other words, we are defiled. And then I notice in the next thought brought before us, "And all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags." And of course, so far as we are concerned, our state is one of not only being defiled, but we are at a distance from the God of heaven, and helpless to recover ourselves. And of course, we're seen too in the next thought, "We all do fade as a leaf in a dying condition," and of course, to be doomed and doomed forever. Now, this is our plight as presented to us in the Word of God. Now, I'm sure all of us would agree without any controversy whatsoever that we do belong to a fallen race, that we are sinners by nature. But you know, there are a great many folks who would admit that, but they are not prepared to go the length of saying that we are doomed and that we are helpless and unable to do anything to save ourselves. You see, man puts up a desperate struggle in this respect and takes sides against the God of heaven, and is so slow to take his place before God as doomed and his place before God as defiled and at a distance from himself. And you know, in that wonderful thought we have in that sixth verse that says, "And all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags," you know, that's a hard and a bitter pill to swallow. You see, it's so natural to think that even although I have sinned, surely there's something that I could do in the way of linking up with the church, in the way of giving my money to the so-called good cause, or perhaps obeying the scriptures in baptism and so on. Surely there's something that I could do in the way of merit that would gain for me the favor of God. Listen to what he says. "All our righteousnesses." Now listen, he did not say all our meannesses, nor did he say all our sins, but our righteousnesses. And that's the best that we could possibly perform. And then he puts upon it this label, "filthy rags." I trust that none who are listening in today are presenting to God a bunch of filthy rags and hope that you can in that way gain his favor. No, friends, it is without merit. Salvation is without works. Salvation is a free gift from the hand of God. And he would like to cleanse you. He would like to fit you for his presence. He would like to impart to you everlasting life. But as we've been reminding you, and we do it once again today, that God is the God of life and the God of light, but he reveals to you, first of all, your true state before him before he can ever shower his love upon you or shed abroad that love into your heart. Have you taken that place and only in his presence? I am a sinner. I am helpless. I am lost, because God in his word declares that we are all as an unclean thing. There is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, that's part of the first teaching of the Word of God that brings before us the simplicity of His precious Word, and yet the solemn fact concerning ourselves. If you haven't trusted Him, receive Him today, and salvation is yours.